This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once pitched a show set in San Francisco. It was a comedy, sort of a comedy fantasy show, and in my enthusiasm for the idea and buoyed by the reception I got in the room, I began to say things that didn't really make any sense. I wasn't babbling. The words I said sounded like they made sense. They seemed like carefully thought-out phrases that were connected to some underlying meaning, but in fact, a transcript of the meeting would reveal that at some point around the time it was clear that the pitch had gone well and we had made a sale, my brain just stopped working, but my mouth did not. So why are you guys setting this show in San Francisco? Someone in the room asked. I'll tell you why, I said, not knowing why. Because first of all, the city is such a beautiful backdrop, but also because what we love about it is that there are so many different ways to get into that city. There are bridges and ferries and highways. It just makes for more interesting stories. Now, that sentence is not false. San Francisco is a city with many different forms of entrance, but for the life of me, I have zero idea how those would have any impact on the stories. It's just that somebody asked me a question, and I started to answer it with words that sounded like an answer, but were in fact just blather, filling up the room with more cheerful, word-like noise until we smiled ourselves out of breath, and someone from their side said, "This is great. Let's do it." There are a lot of ways to get into that city, someone from the network side said in happy agreement. I totally see what you're saying. Which was nothing, of course, except that no one in the room wanted the good feelings to end. Later, walking out, someone did eventually say, "This is great, let's do it." My writing partner said to me as we were getting into the car, which is when all the important things get said in the entertainment industry, "What was that about the bridges?" "What about the bridges?" I asked. "You said we set the show in San Francisco because of all the bridges and ferries." "I did? I have zero memory of that." Which wasn't a lie. At a certain point in any pitch meeting, and for some reason this is only true when a pitch is going well, I just kind of go into a fugue state where I'm not really thinking. I'm just talking, and I'm just going to talk until they let me leave. If a pitch isn't going well, I'm manning all battle stations and paddling furiously beneath the surface. But if it is going well, something compels me to keep talking genially and smiling and filling the air with amiable word noise. In this show, I said once during another pitch, the issues of family and obligation are central. What the dad is going through and what the son is going through are linkly tied. "I totally see that, totally," was the enthusiastic response from the executive who bought the project in the room. And then, 5 minutes later, by the car, my writing partner asked me, "Did you use the phrase linkly tied?" I had, apparently. Of course, I have no memory of it, but who cares? A good pitch meeting is like a spell being cast on everyone in the room. It's a magic and mostly nonsensical glow that takes over everything. In the entertainment business, incoherence and success are linkly tied. Well, even more than that. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will go for the full hour. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.